This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Grocery stores get by on razor-thin profit margins, coupled with how much meat and produce and milk prices fluctuate. It's a tough business, but some of the biggest names in tech have gotten into the grocery game. Why? Sally Herships reports.
When you think of Amazon, what do you think of? I think of microphone cables, socks, and vacuum cleaner filters. Those are all things I've ordered recently. But now Amazon has a new service, Amazon Fresh. It's delivering groceries. So I ordered some to try it out. And the delivery came right on time. Raspberries. Some squishage? Let's assess.
Looks like you lost about a third of them to being squished as they were rolling around in the box.
My roommate, Carolyn Lenski, helped me unpack the groceries. Like literally a third? No, they don't look that bad. You think?
Well, yeah, they're not destroyed, but they don't belong on the top of a bakery cake.
For the record, Carolyn is a chef. The raspberries seemed fine to me. But why does Amazon want to deliver merchandise that could get squished or leak or go bad? Didn't some companies like Webvan and Cosmo already try this and fail miserably?
Yeah, the question is, why would anyone in the right mind doing this? There's the carcass of multi-billion-dollar companies on the side of the road here.
Scott Galloway teaches marketing at NYU Stern School of Business. He says the answer is simple.
Well, grocery is the largest consumer category in the world.
And?
It's this unique combination of being the biggest consumer category in the world and also the most digitally inept, which all spells opportunity.
Something Fresh Direct figured out a while ago. Think about it. Does your local grocery store have a shopping app? Newcomers are moving in to let consumers shop online and get groceries delivered. Instacart and hybrids like Boxed.com, which delivers bulk, non-perishable items. Even Uber is selling lunch. And you can now find sriracha sauce at Bed Bath & Beyond. Google has a new service, Google Express, which offers same-day delivery. I wanted to try it out, but they do not deliver to Brooklyn. Okay, so that's 0 points for Google Express. Since Google wouldn't come to me, I went to IT, the company's offices in New York. How would you, I just want to get a sense of like the scope.
We sell scope too.
Mike Pezzicola is with Google Express.
Along with breakfast snacks, we sell post-breakfast needs, such as toothbrushes and toothpaste and scope.
Pezzicola says, for now, Google delivers only non-perishable items.
Everyone wants milk delivered with their cookies, and we're not quite there yet. We have nothing to announce today, but we're still working on it.
Wait a second, Google's delivering cookies? You know, aside from the digital kind. Google has an entire online mall where you can shop at stores like Target, Fairway, and Barnes & Noble. Lori DeMerritt is CEO of the Hartman Group, a research and consulting firm for the food and beverage industry. She says she has big questions about the future of online shopping for fresh groceries, tomatoes, parsley, onions.
There is still something about being able to see that fruit, to see those cuts of meat, to be able to pick your prepared foods by yourself.
Instead, she says the types of products we want delivered are commodity goods, the kind that are the same no matter where you buy them.
So it would be a branded box of cereal, a branded can of beans, things where consumers don't necessarily think that different retailers are going to have different products.
But a lot of companies, like Amazon, want all your business. NYU's Scott Galloway again.
Amazon isn't looking to be the leader in a certain sector in retail. They're looking to own retail full stop.
For some companies, big or small, food represents the final retail frontier. But consumers may be focused on something different. Unlike when you go to the grocery store yourself, delivery isn't always free. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.